just nod if you can hear me. Oh, okay, good. You're awake. I hope I'm not startling you, and I don't mean to intrude, but I was on my way back to my room, and I couldn't help but notice the door to this test room ajar, which is kind of funny because the last time I passed through this way, the door was a bicycle, and I also saw the light was on, and of course you sitting here in the test chair. So I'm assuming that you just finished a test session. To know who was it that conducted the session. Oh, my favorite. Well, I'm sorry. Allow me to introduce myself. I don't believe we've met. My name is the Professor. I do get that quite a lot. Now, my name is Ethan. Ethan Pineapple. It's nice to meet you. What's that? Yeah. The Ethan Pineapple. I guess you've heard about me too. Yeah, what do you think about this body? I underwent a brain transplant last year, and I have to say, being human is pretty neat. A lot of advantages, some disadvantages, pros and cons, but much different than being a pineapple. I've never had limbs and appendages, and all this is pretty neat. Back when, before I was committed here to the sanitarium, and on the advice or at the request of my loving wife, Mrs. Pineapple, Margaret Pineapple, I was under a lot of stress. My job at the pineapple factory where I worked was a very difficult one. It wasn't all that different than working at one of your slaughterhouses. And it just filled me with a lot of stress. So my wife, Margaret, suggested that I, come up here to the sanitarium because they have some of the best treatments available. And so I did. And the next thing I know, there's this fishy-looking person, creature, I forget their name offhand. Dave, yeah. I know I have the best memory at my age, especially having gone through a brain transplant. And so he performed some experimental exploratory surgery on me. Removed my scalp and dug out all of the stressful areas of my brain. So it was a remarkable procedure. But then he offered up That's my story. What's your story? Really? Well, that's interesting. Available. But so I left and Zero. Thank you. Nothing too interesting about those. this, some of my brain functions. Okay. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of names that start with N that I just can't think of right now. Let's see what else we have. Like we have delete and a period. Delete. Sometimes I wish I could delete some of the memories that I have, some of the useless information, some of the memories I wish I could get rid of. Isn't that strange how our minds work? Just store almost everything, but there's no way to just get rid of it except over time. You would think with as evolved and quote unquote powerful and complex that these organic computers are, whether it's a pineapple brain, a carrot brain, a corn brain, human brain, xenomorph, etc., 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 that we'll be able to delete information or have more control over its functionality. But it all seems just very, it works on its own, and we have no real direct control, except where we want to look or turn our heads, etc. Okay. Let's see what we have next. As in zebra, quiz, Zeke, Ezekiel. I don't know too many names with Z. Zion. Let's see, what other names or letters? Let's see. Z, Z, Z. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Elizabeth. Z, Z, Z. Zombie. Let's see what.